Hello, thank you for calling the Depo Provera helpline. My name is Adrian. Who is the person that you are transferring?
Yes, her first name is Lakendra and last name is McCray, and I
Per
submitted her information.
Okay, great. You can go ahead and transfer Miss McCray over, please.
Okay, Lakendra, he's going to take care of you from here, okay?
Okay.
Thank you.
Hi, Miss McCray.
Hi.
Hi, Miss McCray. Again, my name is Adrian on a recorded line. I'm going to go ahead and ask you a series of questions here. So, Miss McCray, would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Depo Provera lawsuit?
Yes, sir.
And did you already get an attorney to assist you with filing a claim?
No.
Are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation, advice from another law firm or attorney for this specific matter, or signed documents with another law firm, correct?
That's correct.
And who's filing this claim? Yourself?
Yes.
And are you a resident of the United States?
Yes, sir.
And were you diagnosed with meningioma after taking Depo Provera for at least 1 year?
Yes.
And what is the date of your diagnosis?
Date of my diagnosis was January 6, 2017.
January, sorry?
January the sixth, 2017.
I have January 6, 2017. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Thank you for that confirmation. And then I have, let's see. And then what is your date of birth?
August 13, 1989.
I have 8/13/1989. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
And then do you know anyone else who was injured by Depo Provera?
No, sir.
Any friends, family?
No,
No.
sir.
No
I didn't know
worries.
I was the one, taking it.
I see. And I'm very sorry to hear that. These are going to be yes or no questions here. Did you consume slash use the name brand injectable contraceptive Depo Provera?
Said that I had used it.
Did you consume slash use? Yes. So, did you
Yeah.
consume slash use the name brand injectable contraceptive Depo Provera?
Yeah.
And then, sorry, a lot of these questions are repetitive and they do repeat the questions, the same question in a different way, or they, change the words around. So I do apologize
Okay.
for that. And then, did you or a loved one use the name brand Depo Provera prior to switching to the generic version for a minimum of 1 year? Yes or no?
Yes.
And then, did you use Depo Provera for at least 1 year minimum?
Yes.
And then, within 1 year, can you confirm you had at least four injections prior to diagnosis?
Yes.
Did you use Depo Provera between January 1st of 1992 through the present date?
Yes.
And then, what was your usage start date? What was that first start date?
September, I had started in September 2010.
September 2010. So I have 9/1 of 2010 was your usage start date. And what is
Yes.
your usage stop date?
December 2016.
So I have your usage stop date as 12/1 of 2016. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
And your main injury medical problem would be that you were diagnosed with meningioma. Is that correct?
That's right.
And again, I'm very sorry to hear that, Ms. McCray. And can you go ahead and confirm your gender for me, Ms. McCray?
Female.
And what is your marital status?
Single.
And can you go ahead and give me your first and last name for me, please?
Lakendra. And that'll be Lakindra. And then it's McCray, McCray.
And then I'm going to go ahead and just confirm it with you. I have Lakindra, Lakindra, and McCray, McCray.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect. And do you have a suffix? Junior, senior, the second or third?
No, no, sir.
No. And what is your social security number?
249-79-4626.
I have 249-79-4626. Is that correct?
Yeah.
And then your primary contact email, would it be Lakindra McCray, your last name, first name, 1989@gmail.com?
Yes, sir.
And a primary mobile phone number, would it be 843-933-0397?
Yes, sir.
Perfect. And what is the best time of day for the attorneys to reach you? Would it be morning, afternoon, or evening?
Evening.
Evening. And what is your full address?
1278. Chair, like a chair you sit down in.
Sorry, what was that? Carrot?
Chair, like a chair you sit down in.
Oh, a chair. Sorry.
Yeah. 1278 chair.
1278 chair road. Uh-huh.
Yes, sir. And it'll be him away.
South Carolina.
Yes, sir.
Perfect.
29554.
Perfect. And just to confirm, I have 1278 Country Road. And then I have
yes.
South 45194. Is that also part of the
yeah.
address? Okay. Just to just to confirm here. And then the city's in Hemingway County, Williamsburg County in South Carolina, and zip code is 29554. Is that correct?
Yes.
Perfect. And do you have an apartment building number at all?
No, sir.
No. And then what is your diagnosing doctor's name?
Dr. Thomas Anderson.
Dr. Thomas Anderson. And Thomas, would it be Thomas and Anderson, Anderson?
Yes, sir.
And then what is the your diagnosing facility name called?
It's McLeod.
McLeod?
McLeod. Lawrence Hospital.
McLeod Health Lawrence Hospital?
Yeah.
And would that be in, would the address be 3655 Mitchell Street, Lawrence, South Carolina?
Yes, sir.
Okay, thank you for that confirmation. McLeod Health Loris. And then, do you have the facility phone number by any chance? If not, I have it right here.
Yes, sir. It's 843-716-7000.
Mm-hmm. Perfect. And then, do you have any prior cancer diagnosis?
No, sir.
Okay. And then, what is your treating doctor's name? Would it be the same as your diagnosing doctor, or do you have a different treating doctor?
I got the same doctor treating. I got the same doctor treating name, and then I got another doctor name that I had the radiation therapy with.
Okay. So just to confirm, your diagnosing doctor and your treating doctor are the same, correct? Or are they different?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
And then, what about your prescribing doctor's name? Is that a different name, or is it the same?
It's the same.
The same.
Mm-hmm.
So I have your diagnosing doctor, treating doctor, and your prescribing doctor as Dr. Thomas Anderson over at McLeod Health Loris. in 3655 Mitchell Street, Loras, South Carolina, 29569. And the diagnosing facility phone number is 843-716-7000. Is that all correct?
Yes, sir.
And then what is your pharmacy name?
It's CVS.
CVS. And do you happen to have the address for that CVS?
Hold on.
No worries. Or do you know what street it's on so I could find the address for you if you'd like?
It's on 206 Main Street.
206 Main Street. Would it happen to be 4767 Broad Street, Loras, South Carolina?
Oh, yeah. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Perfect. And then I have the phone number right here. And then would you like to go ahead and put any other doctor's name? It gives you an option here for medical slash other. It says other doctor name. Would you like me to go ahead and put any other doctor's name here?
Yes, sir, the one for the radiation.
Okay, and what doctor would that be?
Dr. Donnie Hugh.
And how would you go ahead and spell that?
Okay, Donnie is D-O-N-N-Y. And the last name is H-U-Y-N-H.
I have H-U-Y-N-H?
Yes, sir.
H-U-Y-N-H. And then what is his address?
Talking about his address?
His, the doctor address. Yeah, where he's located.
Oh, at the same facility.
Okay, the same one. So McLeod Health, Loras?
Yeah.
Okay. And then what is his phone number?
I got the same number at the hospital. You know?
Okay.
So, I don't know his own number.
Okay, no worries. So the one ending in 7000, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, great. So that's your other doctor's name. And then would you like me to go ahead and put anything on your medical notes? Would you like me to go ahead and put anything here? No. And then do you have a copy of the medical records for the injured party?
Yes, sir.
And then can you provide these medical records by mail or electronically or both? If they ask for...
Okay, I can provide it by mail.
Mail. And then we request an emergency contact number in case something unfortunate happens to you, ensuring that we can continue your case for your loved ones. Typically, we only contact your emergency contact if we're unable to reach you for an extended period. This precaution helps prevent disruptions in your case, and we found it necessary in the unfortunate instances where clients have become unresponsive. And would you like me to go ahead and put anyone in your emergency contact?
Yes, sir.
And who would you like me to go ahead and put?
You can put Sarah.
And do you live with Sarah?
No, sir. She's a friend.
Does not live with Sarah. And Sarah, how would you go ahead and spell Sarah?
S-A-R-A.
S-A-R-A. And then what's
last
your
name? Murphy.
Oh, her last name was what?
Murphy.
Mercy, as in M-E-R-C-Y?
No, Murphy, like M-R-P-H-Y.
Oh, sorry.
M-U-R-P-H-Y.
Okay, M-U-R-P-H-Y. Sarah Murphy. Yeah. Sorry, I don't know why I heard Mercy. And then what is her phone number?
843-965-2406.
I have 843-965-2406. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Perfect. And then what is your relationship with Miss Murphy?
She's my friend, best
Wow.
friend.
Perfect. And then, do you happen to know her email?
No, sir.
And I'll go ahead and just put your email there for her, just because it does require me to put an email there. And then, do you happen to know her address at all?
Yes, sir. I know her address.
Okay.
Let me know when you're ready.
I'm ready.
925 Blackberry Road and that'll be Johnsonville, South Carolina 29555.
Where in South Carolina is it?
Johnsonville.
Johnsonville.
And that'll be JohnSonville.
Correct. Perfect. Thank you for that. I have 925 Blackberry Road, Johnsonville, South Carolina, 29555. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Perfect. So I'm gonna go ahead and just double check and confirm that I have everything here spelled correctly with you before I send this over to you via email and text message. Once you do receive it, I'm going to go ahead and walk you through the DocuSign step by step. It should only take about a minute. And then once you go ahead and complete that, then within the next 48 hours, the attorney should be giving you a call again within the next 2 days. And then I'll be sure to give you their direct line as well. If you have any questions, concerns, you could always feel free and contact them as well. But let me go ahead and just double check that I have everything spelled here correctly with you before I send this over to you. The
Okay.
agreement here. So I have Lakendra McRae, which is LAKINDRA, McRae, MCCRAY. And then I have street address as 1278 County Road S45 194 Hemingway, South Carolina 29554. Telephone number is 843-933-0397. Email address is last name first name 1989 at gmail.com. Is that all correct?
Yes, sir.
Perfect. And I have the date of birth as 813 1989, social as 24979-8426. Was that all correct?
Yes, sir.
Perfect for confirming all that. I did just go ahead and send that over to you via email and text message. So go ahead and put me on speakerphone and let me know when you have that text message opened up in front of you.
Okay. Okay, I gotta open up.
Perfect. So once that DocuSign webpage opens up, please go ahead and click that continue button at the bottom right of your screen. You may also have to click a yes button to allow consent or check a box that says I agree to use electronic records and signature. Then continue. And then at the top right of the page, you'll see a yellow start button. Go ahead and click it and it'll direct you to your first signature field. The small yellow box, please click it and it'll prompt you to draw your signature with your finger and hit adopt and sign. Just make sure your signature is inside the margins, inside the box, and then hit adopt and sign. And then now go ahead and hit the yellow next button
Okay.
at the top right of the page, and it'll lead you through everywhere to tap so your signature goes on those fields.
Okay.
Once you complete that, you'll get to the initial fields and it'll have you draw your initials, and then you'll ha have to do the same thing with your initials if it tells you to do it with your initials. And then Once you do the signatures and initials at the top right of your screen, the yellow box should say finish. If it says next, then go ahead and click the next button, and then it'll prompt you to whatever box you skipped. But if it says finish, then go ahead and click finish, and then it should say that you have submitted it, and then I'll go ahead and check it on my end. And I'm going to be sending you a text message right now as well, so that way you have my information. If you have any questions, concerns along the way, you could always feel free and contact me as well, okay, Ms. McCray?
Okay.
And then, but from now on, you will be passed down to the law firm. So if you have any questions or concerns and want an update on your case, you could always feel free and contact them, since they will be now, you know, working on your case, on your file. But let me know when you have completed it so I can go ahead and double check here on my end of things.
Okay. I'm about finished.
No worries, take your time.
Okay, I had quick finish.
Perfect. So let me go ahead and just double check on my end of things to see if I've received it. Perfect. So it does say that you have completed it. So I do want to thank you for that, Ms. McCray, and I do want to thank you again for your time. But you have officially been assigned to A4D, which is Pulowski. That is the firm you were assigned to, which is Pulowski firm. So let me know when you have a pen and paper so I can go ahead and give you their direct line.
Okay, hold on.
No worries. And again, you should be receiving a call from them within the next 48 hours. If you do not receive a call within the next 2 days, then go ahead and give this number a call. But again, you should be receiving a call from them within the next 48 hours.
Okay. I'm ready.
Perfect. So their direct line is 909-906-3862. Again, that's 909-906-3862.
Okay.
Perfect. And again, I do want to thank you so much for your time, Ms. McCray. It was a pleasure speaking with you. And again, please be on the lookout for their call within the next 48 hours. But again, I will be sending you a text. If you have any questions, concerns, please feel free and reach back out to me. Do you have any questions or concerns for me while I have you on the phone, Ms. McCray?
No, sir.
Perfect. Well, again, I do thank you for your time, and I really hope you enjoy the rest of your night, okay?
All right, you too.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye now. Happy holidays.
Bye-bye.